All right. What do you guys want to talk about today?
How was everybody's
weekend?
I texted
you a topic, but I don't know if you're interested in it or not.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Okay.
First thing I want to talk about, though, Gandhi, is on your Instagram story right now. I think everybody should watch that movie.
Okay. Wait, what movie?
Yes, so, absolutely.
What a tease. I want you to start thinking about the worst movie that you've ever seen, but you kind of have to watch it to see how bad it is. All right.
Yeah.
So, Gandhi, can you describe the movie that you put on your Instagram story?
Yes. The movie is called The Velocipastor, and it's about a man after losing his parents. He becomes a priest and travels to China, where he inherits a mysterious ability that allows him to turn into a dinosaur. At first, horrified by this new power, a prostitute convinces him to use it to fight crime and ninjas. Velocipastor, everybody.
And this wasn't a great movie.
That. I'm in.
Who fucking thought that shit up? I mean... Seriously.
Probably the creator of Sharknado. Who put those things together?
Somebody high so many... as a kite.
Yeah, my friend was actually in a movie that was on the Sci-Fi Channel. I believe it was called Arachnoquake. And it was about giant spiders that came out of the ground and started causing these crazy earthquakes all over.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good.
Well, I think there's some sort of a trend because the movie I'm going to suggest is Zombievers.
Which, oh, yes. God. Stop it.
It's exactly what you fucking think it is. Zombie beavers. And there's, you know, it follows the typical trope of a horror movie. Kids
out
in
a porno.
No. Kids out in
the... It does sound that way, right?
It could be. Kids out in this cabin in the middle of the woods in... Fucking zombie beaver is attacking him.
Scary's right. Watch this girl with her zombie beaver.
I'm looking up the weirdest movies ever now. Thanks a lot.
But it really is. It does follow that whole take an animal and then attach another word to it.
Right.
Like Velocipastor, zombie beaver, Sharknado. Arachnoquake.
What about human centipede? I know it's
kind of. Oh my gosh. That's just so disturbing. It's just so disturbing. See, I was going to suggest
eight versions.
Yeah, there's a couple versions. I was going to suggest From Justin to Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
That's the worst movie I've ever seen. If you don't know what that is, that's when Kelly Clarkson won the first American Idol, and they decided, you know, oh, you know what? Let's make a movie with the winner and the runner-up, which was Justin Guarini. And it was a beach movie, and, you know, people were excited to see it. And look, God bless Kelly, because I'm sure she can laugh at it. But if you want to see that, you just see.
Gun to the head. Talk about gun to the head. Do the movie.
Don't forget Geely. That was pretty bad.
Geely with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'll argue with that one, Frog, because I would say bad enough that you want to watch just as an entertainment value. I think Geely's so bad you don't even want to watch it.
Right. It is.
Oh,
that movie
bad?
Is fucking
it is bad.
Was
awful.
It the plot? The acting, like, what was so bad about it? Because I never saw it.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never saw it either.
The acting, it just did not work.
But no. Frog, what made you go, you know what? I'm gonna watch this.
It was one of those where I was pretending to be like Lisa. Somebody, one of Lisa's friends had watched it. She was a massive Jennifer Lopez fan.
Yep.
And so Lisa wanted to watch it. She's like, oh, you watch it with me? And so I thought it was going to turn into like sex later, but it didn't. So I watched it to get laid, and then it didn't get laid. So I wasted my time and didn't get what I thought I was going to get. So
sorry,
I think,
pal.
Nate, I feel like you'll appreciate this.
What?
It said those who liked Velocipastor may also like Llamageddon. About llamas with laser beams shooting out of their eyes.
Llamageddon.
Perhaps Thanksgiving, about a turkey who gets its revenge. Or maybe Santa Jaws, a shark who specifically targets people during the holidays. There's also Carousel, which is a carousel horse becoming possessed and losing its mind on people. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. A killer sofa.
Who thinks it
is?
What's
the turkey? Sulk. I want to watch the turkey one. What's that one called?
Thanksgiving.
All right, hold on. So these movies all made it like to be produced and made movies?
Like, yeah, they actually exist that you can't really see.
What are the thoughts that don't make it? Like, no, that one's not good enough. Thanksgiving is great, but we're not going to do X.
Problem is they get turned down so much until they find someone that goes, you know what? Yes, we're in.
But it sucks because, like, for instance, you guys know the story behind The Queen's Gambit?
No.
Like,
no.
It took 20-some years to make that show, to make that, and it critically acclaimed, everybody loves it, yet somebody will green light Thanksgiving over
right?
Queen's Gambit.
Right.
I have no fucking clue.
Or Encino Man with Brendan Fraser.
That wasn't terrible.
That was...
I don't think that one was that bad. I think Encino Man was actually pretty decent.
What if these movies are really like covers, like in Argo? Oh! By the way, so you know the story of Argo, right? They had this mm-hmm. like false film set that they used to smuggle people out of yeah. a terrible situation in Iran. I watched Assassins over the weekend on Stars. Mm-hmm. If you guys have not seen this, I should have said this in Around the Room. You got to watch it. It's about the two women who snuck up on Kim Jong-un's brother at the airport and poisoned him and killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
It tells the story of what happened and how it happened, and it is incredible. Like, I cannot believe it. It's the craziest, most fascinating, amazing thing you guys should ever see.
What's the name of it?
You have to watch it. Assassins.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but if you don't know what happened, it shows their side of this is actually how it went down and why it went down this way. Oh, my goodness.
Well, apparently on Discovery Plus right now, there is a documentary miniseries or something about the true story behind the Chippendales dancers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, that sounds fascinating.
I was just part of the Hollywood Centerfolds for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you were in the bootleg version.
Yeah, it was a van. It was not good. But Scotty, what's a?
I saw the promo for it. Also, I want to see it.
So, what is the concept behind it? Like, it says murder. Betrayal or some crap.
Just all kinds of shit would go down when these guys were trying to get, you know, working for Chippendales. Sorry, I'm pushing buttons.
The guy who started the Chippendales thing, he is a fascinating human being too. He was all about murder and cover up and these like crazy things that went on behind the scenes. I didn't even know that. I think he was Indian, but I'm not 100% sure.
Why are all these people like Lou Pearlman? Like Lou Pearlman. All these people end up being like complete weirdo freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. I got to look up this guy's name. But oh, I thought about gosh. You too, Nate. You should watch that.
Okay, thank you.
My watch, don't watch suggestion is Teeth. I don't know if anyone's seen that.
Is that the vagina with teeth?
It's the real Zombiever. Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't stop watching it, but I suggest it to no one. It's just actually, it's blood-curdling, kind of shitty.
Guys lose their penises. It bites off.
So, okay.
Probably only bad ones.
I don't plan on watching it. Does she do it maliciously? Like, she's like, oh, I'm gonna get this guy.
Yes,
get in there.
And no, she doesn't really know how to control it. So sometimes it's just an oopsies, you know, like it's
sometimes great. It's an oopsie.
Sometimes it's like a shit. You know what, man? I'm real sorry about that.
Oh, other I'm sorry. My vagina ate your dick. You're going to have to leave now. Sorry.
It holds up in court.
That never happens. So embarrassing.
My vagina ate your dick. Okay. We're having an issue right now.
What's that?
What's the issue?
Brody is... Can we hear Brody? Brody?
Hello, Brody, talk.
Hello?
Coming in hot.
You've been coming in the whole time.
Oh, I said a few things and nobody even flinched, so I thought maybe it was a problem.
No, we just ignored you.
Oh, that's fine. Not no problem there.
Okay, what else did we want to talk? Oh, Gandhi, go. Your other topic.
Oh, my other topic was I wanted to hear, because we know Sam got engaged this weekend and we heard her proposal story. I feel like that is the one story everybody loves to tell. And there are so many married people and engaged people in this room. I thought you guys could all tell it.
You know
and then
why?
I didn't have to do anything.
I'm going
to
call you out. You know why Gandhi wanted to do this topic? So she wouldn't have to say anything.
Smart. Why not?
When I text you these things, you're supposed to keep it between us, Nate.
Never.
That's
never.
Good delegating. That's just good delegating.
Like Froggy ratting me out with a fucking YouTube TV password. Thanks there, buddy.
You locked up my fucking email account. I can't get in there now. I'm still trying to get in that
Sorry.
Shit.
I knew there was a problem, by the way, when I got that, here, you enter this code. I'm like, and suddenly you get that hot flash. Like, right. He knows what I'm doing.
God damn it.
So you didn't know that was coming. That,
no,
that
no. I mean, once I start putting the information in, I'm like, it's, you know, it says your Google thing. I'm like, right. I'll run the risk. I'll just sign in.
And by the way, Froggy, your password was 74?
No, that's the code you have to enter. Oh, two-factor authentication.
No.
Scotty B, what's your proposal story?
It was New Year's Eve. Sorry, New Year's Eve. And Cubby, who used to work here, would do the New Year's Eve show always. And so I brought Amy into the studio with us after we all went out for dinner or whatever. She was just expecting a cool night. And at 12 o'clock, he stopped down the music, and I did my thing. So it was on the radio New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's cute.
What a
that
risk.
That is cool. Yeah. Yeah, well, she was speechless for a moment. So I was like, hello? You know, so it took her a second to say yes, but it was pretty cool.
I mean, that's fun.
I never knew that.
I love that. Yeah.
So romantic.
I never knew that. Brody, go.
My wife had, at the time, taken me for my birthday to Chicago to see a Mets game, which was a big deal for me. I'd always wanted to go to Wrigley Field in Chicago. And then during the game, I'd been planning on proposing, but didn't have a set way to do it yet. And then during the game, a plane flew over that said, your ad here, and a phone number. So I ran to the, it was a long time ago, but I ran to the payphone and I called the number and I had them put my proposal on the banner. And then the banner flew over the stadium and she saw it and she spit her hot dog out. Literally.
You should have known how it was going to go the rest of your life then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Foreshadowing.
Foreshadowing, yeah. Exactly. Anyway, other people got the hint and people in the section were chanting, say yes, and obviously she did. But it wasn't like a Jumbotron thing. It was a plane flying over and it was just spur of the moment. I desperately wanted to propose. And
did you have the ring with you?
No, that's the thing. I didn't. So I then proposed again on the Brooklyn Heights Promenade, which was our favorite place.
Aww. I think that's even sweeter. Nice. The moment was way more important than having the ring or not. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I just desperately wanted to propose. And I just saw it as a unique way to do it, to fly a plane. And yeah, then I gave her the ring like a month later at our spot.
No, wait. Aww. Yeah, wait. From the time you called, they landed the plane, assembled the sign.
No. It's one of those banners you throw out the back so they could pull it in and put lettering on it and throw it back out.
Got it. I'm like, how the hell does this shit work?
Funny.
It
goes from
being a no, because it said your ad here, call right, now. Right, so I'm right, like, right, oh, right, I'll right, right. put my ad there. So it was maybe 20 minutes.
Okay.
I didn't even know if they got the message because I left a voicemail and I said, hey, if you get this, I'll call you back and pay for it, but I really want you to put the thing up. So they didn't have a way to call me back. I didn't have a cell phone at the time. And so the plane flew over. We proposed, and then I called them back and paid for it.
Okay, who wants to ask Brody the inevitable follow-up
question?
Yes,
how much was it?
And did you pay?
He said he did.
I can't believe you called back.
Well, maybe I may have embellished that part of the story.
Brody.
I was wondering how long the crowd had to be chanting say yes before she said yes.
It was pretty quick, Gandhi.
Okay.
It was pretty quick.
See, when that happens at stadiums and you don't know what's going on, I just assume someone's getting kicked out of the stadium at that point. When the crowd starts cheering and then you're like, oh, they got into a fight and they're escorting them out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nate, what about you? You just got engaged the most recent besides Sam.
So
he said, marry me or I'll kill you.
Very funny. So I had the ring and I walked around with it for, I think, 3 days.
Yikes.
And she, I don't know, it wasn't a good time of month to ask her something.
Are you telling us something?
Oh,
really?
Okay.
So I had planned on doing it in the city. So it was over Christmas vacation, and we went to the city, and we went to a couple of places when we went out to eat, and I was going to do it in front of the place where we met. And then we get there, and it just was like people, and I smelled urine, and I'm like, I can't do it here.
Love is in the air.
So then we went to another place, and then we got on the subway, which is the first place I told her I loved her was on the subway. It was a very romantic moment. And then we get on there, and the subway car smelled like shit. And I'm like, I can't
do
it here.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Haven't hit vomit yet.
It's like 2 days had gone by, and then, you know, I wanted to do it, you know, over break, you know. And then she yelled. I was doing something up in our bedroom, and then she yelled to me, like, hey, you know, we got to figure out our lease, right? Because we were coming up on the end of our lease. And I'm like, well, come up here. And she goes, oh, God. You know, and it's typically one of these times where somebody's frustrated and angry and they don't know it's coming. So I'm like, okay, we'll get her now. So she's like, all right, well, how long do you want to sign this lease for? And I go, how about forever? And I pulled the ring out.
Aww.
And
that's so
then she's, you know, instantly feels bad for yelling at me about how long I want to sign the lease for. And then, you know, she said yes.
That's awesome. Did you sign the lease?
Yeah. Month to month. Boy, that shit is expensive.
They got a house.
Yeah, that's right,
because
now they have a house.
But I think time is up, so we'll finish the rest of y'all.
I want to hear a scary story.
Yes, scary. Yes. Oh,
no,
I can't wait to hear your story.
I got a good one for you.
You proposed?
We're talking about personal stories here, Scary. Did you propose?
Scary,
yeah.
So scary.
He left.
Scary.
He left, but he could still hear us.
You have 24 hours to make it happen, so you have a story for tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.